Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it? If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, a man who paid me to not tell you he reads the dictionary in his spare time, but obviously didn't pay me enough. From Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. You got questions about the local search algorithm update that Google rolled out this past weekend? I got answers for you. I'm going to strip it down to the basics, get down to brass tacks as far as what it means to you and your local listing and what you should be doing. I'll also touch a little bit on Foursquare's new form and function. They're trying to make themselves more relevant. And the jury's still out on whether or not it's going to work, but it is definitely something to keep your eye on, especially if you're already on Foursquare or you're thinking about getting on Foursquare. And then I'll also have a fresh idea for you for those of you that are having trouble coming up with ideas for fresh blog posts every week on your site, which you should be posting every Tuesday and Thursday and Friday. Consistency is so important on your blog. And yet it's what most people struggle with, because a lot of people go into writing blog posts, and when you first start, it's kind of like a band. You put out your first album. Well, hey, you got to pick from all these songs you've been woodshedding for so many years. And then comes your second album and pickings are slim. You got to write fresh material for that. And it gets more and more difficult when you're under the gun. Same thing happens with your blog. It seems easy in the early going. But as time goes on, it's harder and harder to come up with fresh material. And it's also easy to overthink what you should be putting on your blog. So I've got another idea for you this week. You're going to want to stick around for that. It's a good one. But starting things off, the Mighty Pigeon. That's what SEOs are calling the local search algorithm update that Google rolled out this past Friday. And there's a lot of hype online about it. Some of it I'm kind of sick of reading about, because it's beating a dead horse, and it's going over the same things over and over and over again. And it's easy to get caught up in the hype, and it's easy to be reactionary. The thing to keep in mind with this update is that it's not targeting spammers or the like. It is an update to refine the accuracy of local search results and really trying to make your local search experience a little more intuitive, right down to misspellings being factored in to the results, basically trying to guess what you were trying to write, if you were a letter or two off or even more. The internet age has certainly exposed how bad of spellers a lot of us are, and the search engines are trying to accommodate that. But before I get into, you know, what you should be doing, always bear in mind that there are over 200 factors in Google search engine algorithm. Only a handful of them can we exercise any control of. Your on-site optimization, how you choose to do your linking. There are a handful of things that we have control of. Schema data is another one of them. But people get so caught up in wanting to control everything that they lose track of the fact that you can't control everything. You can only control a handful of factors. And that handful of factors, if you do things right, that handful of factors will then positively influence those factors that you have no control of in the search algorithm. There is no magic pill. There is no magic way to get right to the top, because it goes back to the analogy that you're going to hear on this show over and over again, that if you're starting to pay attention to your SEO now, then you're in the New York Marathon. It's 26 miles, and the people that are in the lead have a 13-mile head start on you. And then there's a lot of people in the middle that you have to pass up. You tell me how you're going to get into the lead without cheating. It's not possible. It's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that with regard to SEO that you can't earn your position. But you have to be patient, and you have to recognize that, again, it is a marathon, not a sprint, and it takes time to get there. It never happens as fast as we all want it to happen. Sometimes you do get lucky, but don't get too caught up in wanting to control everything. Focus on what you can do to put your best foot forward online. Because at the end of the day, if you strip away all the hype, you strip away all the tech talk and all that, that's what all of this is really about. In the case of this pigeon update, Google's getting more granular with their information on your business, getting more granular, digging deeper, as they said in their official statement, for information and confirmation of who you are and what you do in your business. And they're also incorporating local directories more into their local search results. You're going to see some of the listings in local directories get a bump up in the search results. And you can thank Yelp for this. Yelp had an issue, and I covered this in my blog post 2 days ago on the Mind site. Yelp had an issue with Google where they did a search for Gary Danko Yelp. That was the search that they did. And Google's own reviews ranked higher than Yelp's in a search for Gary Danko Yelp. Now, this was the difference between Google's reviews showing up at number one and then Yelp coming in at number two. But the bottom line is, since Yelp was in the search results, Yelp felt that they had a beef. So they basically cried foul to Google. Google listened and not only fixed the problem, but has fixed it in a way that benefits a lot of other directories. So bottom line for this part of the equation, don't go directory crazy, but make sure that you've claimed your listings on Yelp, claimed it on TripAdvisor if it applies to your business, OpenTable and Urban Spoon as well if you're restaurants. Also, don't ignore the smaller directory pages from local newspapers or magazines. Some of them will offer free business directory listings. Some of them will offer, you know, for a few dollars a month, you can get a premium listing where you can have a link to your website. Look at the readership of the newspaper, the magazine. It's a judgment call, but look at the readership, look at the cost. And just ask yourself, is it worth it to pay these few dollars each month to get that link from a legitimate directory back to my website? And again, don't go directory crazy because there's a lot of crappy directories out there. And of course, make sure you claim your listing on Google Local, Yahoo Local, you know, all the big ones there as well. Because again, this search algorithm is factoring in local listings more so than it had previously. So that's one factor that you can control. Now, the second part of the equation here is schema data. You should absolutely have schema data on your site, have RDFA or some legitimate implementation of schema data on your website, particularly concerning your physical location for our purposes here for local search. Because again, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, local directories have gotten a boost from this update that Google can reference the very address of your physical location with their online data resources like DBpedia. And that's where schema data helps here. The whole process, it keeps getting more and more granular, and that's what these updates are about. So make sure you've got your I's dotted. Make sure you got your T's crossed. If you're on Yelp, and you should be, if you're on TripAdvisor, if you're on Urban Spoon, any of these forums, even your small local listings, fill everything out completely. Crazy as it sounds, a lot of people don't do that, and they wind up missing out. You want to make sure it's all filled out completely, but even more importantly, so that when people find your listing, you look like a business that cares. And you don't look like a business that, I got to have a Yelp listing, so here you go. Now, you want to make sure you have pictures up there. Make sure you have complete information, your business hours, forms of payment, I mean, all that stuff. You want everything to be filled out completely. Make sure you have some good pictures. You don't necessarily have to have a professional photographer come in, but make sure they're good looking pictures that put your best foot forward. You know, it's your opportunity to make a first impression here, and getting found is half the battle. The other half of the battle is keeping people with you once they've found you. When we come back, a little on the new form and function of Foursquare and that blog post idea that I promised you.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we're back on the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design. Keeping it real, keeping it local. We were talking earlier about Google's so-called pigeon update this past weekend that had an effect on local search. And also on the local front, we're going to talk a little bit about Foursquare here. Truth of the matter is, there's still plenty of people using it, but not as many as used to be using it. So Foursquare felt it was time for a makeover, basically. And they announced earlier this year that they were going to have a delineation between their services. And how that's manifested itself is, this past weekend, they rolled out their new look, their new form and function. And all check-ins that you previously did on Foursquare, they have to happen on the check-in hub Swarm. Foursquare itself is focused on local search. Local search for restaurants, businesses, what have you. That's the focus of the Foursquare app now. Now, if you'll recall, earlier this year, Microsoft announced a partnership with Foursquare. And what makes this interesting is the fact that, think about Google. Most of us use Google for our main search engine. And our search experience with Google has become more and more personalized over time. That is because Google tracks our preferences. Yeah, it's common knowledge. It's been going on for quite some time. And that's how our searches become more and more personalized, based on our preferences. Well, with Microsoft partnering with Foursquare earlier this year, Foursquare is going to have access, or Foursquare has access, to Microsoft users' movements and preferences, which will only result in more personalized results on the Foursquare app. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming months and see how much of an impact it has on Foursquare. But given the fact that Google is emphasizing local search more and local search directories and what have you, not a bad idea to check in on your Foursquare account if you have one, and make sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed there too. And if you don't have a Foursquare account, it would be worth it to open it up, because nobody really knows how this is going to play out. Nobody knows how big of an impact it's going to have. But given the fact that Foursquare has been more relevant in the past, and this is really a pretty good move on their part, it would be worth it to have your business in place to where you can show up in those searches. So definitely recommend you setting up a Foursquare account and being a part of that mix, because in the end, it's not going to hurt you. It can only help you.
Three words. Mind your business.
And now I got an idea for all of you who have trouble coming up with fresh blog material every week. I'm not going to be doing this on every show, but as many shows as I can, I want to throw out some ideas to you as far as what you can be writing about. It's very easy to get into a rut, and it's very easy to overthink things when it comes to blog posts. Of course, you want to address relevant happenings in the news that have to do with your kind of business. But here, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to answer some hate mail. We all love answering fan mail. We love hearing when we do things right. And of course, absolutely address that. That's a great blog post right there. Have some interaction. It's great to respond to that stuff, but it's hard to respond to hate mail. None of us want to see the hate mail. We just want to make it go away. But hate mail can be a great opportunity for you to set yourself apart from your competition. Because the truth is, no matter how good you are at what you do, no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you care, somebody somewhere is going to have a problem with you or a problem with the service or product that they got from you. And it all comes down to the fact that nobody's perfect. People are getting wise to the fact that businesses stuff their reviews online. Lord knows Google's caught wind of that. And a lot of the forums themselves, you know, Yelp in particular, have caught on to that. People can tell if a business gets nothing but 5-star reviews, people become suspicious of it. That's because they know the truth. They know that no business is perfect. Sometimes it's good to let an imperfection show or let a bad experience show, because it gives you an opportunity to handle that. So what I'm going to challenge you with is answer some hate mail, whether it's something that you received in the mail or whether it's a comment or a bad review that you got. Address it, because how you address it can speak volumes more than the actual review itself. Because again, people just want to know that you care. People just want to know there is a caring, living, breathing, beating heart behind your business. So that's my challenge for you this week. Address some hate mail in a blog post. Take the high road and let your heart show.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.